This is New England Public Radio News. Americans' wireless data consumption has skyrocketed since 4G technology was introduced nearly a decade ago. Smartphones have become essential for on-the-go work and entertainment, fueling the need for 5G. But how do you create a cellular network that accommodates everything from streaming services to self-driving cars? The answer may lie in the basement of a UMass Amherst laboratory. New England Public Radio's Lindsay McGinnis reports.
One way to reach 5G standards is by creating more efficient cell towers. At UMass Amherst, doctoral student Chris Marola is testing a prototype for a Silicon Valley startup.
I think I put a desk in here. Over the summer is when they come through and clean things.
In the lab, he uses a set of special chambers to mimic the vast spaces antennas typically cover.
This is a larger anechoic chamber. You can see it's covered with the same foam. That big dome is a lens antenna. And there are each on the back, I don't know if you can see, there are a couple different squares. So each one of those is an antenna.
Marola's design is an example of massive MIMO technology, short for multiple input, multiple output. Traditional cell towers spread data outward in a single 360-degree blob. The watermelon-sized prototype splits the data into several narrow beams that broadcast independently. Multi-beam antennas have been used in the past for defense applications, but are just getting their start in commercial telecom. Clustered on top of a pole, this system would do the work of dozens of normal antennas, increasing available bandwidth.
If you have more bandwidth, you can push more data through it. Everyone can stream their videos or do whatever we will be doing in 10 or 20 years with our phones or devices and our immersive virtual realities.
But the data waves themselves could also be the answer. Modern cell phones typically operate at a frequency between 0.2 and 8 gigahertz, but if you move up the electromagnetic spectrum to anywhere between 30 and 300 gigahertz, you'll find what many consider the golden ticket of 5G technology, millimeter waves. These tight wavelengths can carry massive amounts of data fast, and they've actually been in use for a long time. Militech, a Northampton company that specializes in millimeter wave technology, has been working on military and aerospace projects for nearly 40 years. But like multi-beam antennas, it's new territory for the telecom industry.
One of the problems with millimeter waves, or challenges with millimeter wave technology, is the fact that it's such a high frequency, it can be blocked by just about anything.
That's Jim McGregor, principal analyst of Tirius Research, a technology advisory firm based in Arizona.
It can be blocked by your hand. It can be blocked by a leaf blowing in the wind. It can be blocked by just about anything. The higher you go in frequency, the easier it is to block.
But carriers could leverage the same beamforming technology used in Marola's antennas to overcome the interference problem.
In some cases, they can actually bounce the beam off other objects. So bouncing it off a building, bouncing it off a window, off a wall. So that you can still use the millimeter wave, even if it's partially blocked.
Beamforming solutions could mean big things for the millimeter wave market. By 2023, it's expected to grow anywhere from 400 to 800%, depending on the forecaster. Marola agreed that a marriage between the telecom and millimeter wave industries is inevitable, but the timeline for that, and its relationship to 5G, is far from certain.
People have been drawing these millimeter wave, like hockey stick, year-over-year growth rates for at least a decade, and it hasn't materialized yet.
In Marola's mind, the road to 5G begins with those multi-beam antennas he's testing in the UMass lab. By developing smaller versions of the Silicon Valley prototype, think a slice of watermelon instead of the whole fruit, Marola says we can achieve 5G standards with normal frequencies first.
Eventually, the millimeter wave will start to fill in. In my opinion, I think it's The exponential growth is more than 5 years out. It's coming, but it's a little ways.
So this is the way 4G ends. Not with a bang, but with a multi-beam antenna. For New England Public Radio, I'm Lindsay McGinnis.